plushcare.com. Healthcare that makes you smile. Virtual primary care and mental health treatments when you need it. Get personalized, high-quality healthcare by talking to top U.S. medical doctors, all from the ease of your smartphone. Care for you and the ones you love most. High quality. Our highly skilled online doctors are trained at the top U.S. medical schools with an average of 15 years experience. Our online doctors give you and your entire family the peace of mind you should expect from your healthcare provider. Convenient? Just book an appointment, that chat via video on your smartphone, and pick up your prescription from your pharmacy. Our advanced technology is integrated with most major insurers, labs, and pharmacies. Affordable? Talking to an online doctor has never been easier and more affordable. For just your copay or just $99 per visit, you can get quality care from one of our highly skilled online doctors. We are in network with most major insurers in the U.S. and provide care in all 50 states. Over 450,000 patients cared for. Good morning. Hope you had a good week. Here are your weekly recap and spoilers for April 15th through the 19th, 2024. The Young and the Restless recaps. Nikki and Victor make a plan. Ashley goes to war with herself, and Summer opens up to Chance. Victor's order from the Acme company must have finally come in. He sets a new trap for Jordan, who so far has proven to be more elusive to him than the Roadrunner ever was to a Wile E. Coyote. Since Victoria's house went the ashes to ashes, dust to dust route, perhaps a big move that she and Claire make today will be into a new abode. The Newman heiress is, after all, rich enough to buy a whole city. Little by little, everyone knows that something isn't quite right and is very wrong with Ashley, and now it's Audra's turn to see who will get a glimpse of the new side of her rival. Daniel informs Lily she'll be sued, and the Abbott stage an intervention for Ashley. Nikki should know better than to go pack on her word, especially to her husband. Nevertheless, she breaks a promise to Victor. We can only hope that Lily's response is when pigs fly with two-timing ex-boyfriend. Daniel asks for a second chance. Oh, nothing brings a quarreling family together like a crisis, eh? Ashley's plot unites her nearest and dearest in a desperate bid to help her. Are you a fan who can't wait for Yellowstone's November return? Boy, did the show have a ride in store for you. Ashley lashes out her family, and Audra vents to Sally. Being the gambler that he is, Tucker will probably take it in stride when he travels outside of his comfort zone. Ashley engages in a power struggle that sounds an awful like a fight for her life. Will she vanish utterly in the shadow of her altars? Terraria may be in for a bit of an unexpected turbulence thanks to spoiler. Love is in the air. Mark Grossman has to new honey. Come and get your love. Shannon arrives to help Ashley, and Summer gives Kyle advice when Jack places a stress call to Sharon. We have a hunch that it won't be because he needs crimson lights to cater a last-minute breakfast meeting at Jabal. Will General says resident barista, business exec, therapist be able to diagnose Ashley? Speaking of the patient, Ashley faces a new difficulty, a new environment. When was the last time this poor woman had a nice day, and how far can she be pushed before she snaps irreparably? Do you want to see Shamar Moore back on The Young and the Restless? The star talks about daytime comeback. You never forget where you came from. Ashley's off to Fairview, and you won't believe who she'll see there. Family friends gathered to celebrate a special milestone for Victor and Nikki. Haley Aaron teases the imminent thrill ride that gives new meaning to blood, sweat, and tears. Next week, all hell breaks loose as Jordan throws Kyle for a loop and makes unlikely allies of Victor and Jack. Lily takes a page from Mom Drew's playbook and vows revenge. And Nikki decides that only she can save the day. Restless rant. Young and the Restless mystery disappears solved. Plus, spoilers return for Lily's looming lawsuit and much more. Monday, April 15th, Victor and Nikki's party takes an unexpected turn. What with Phyllis no longer chasing after Dana like he was her favorite Tiger Peak cover boy. Nothing is standing in the way of his and Christine's future, so why does she put the brakes on their big plans? Now, we wish we had as much energy as Jordan, seemingly indefatigable, the Wiggy Medwood set her sights on a new target. Tuesday, April 16th, we're going to go on a limb and call this progress for Nemesis Victor and Jack. Victor and Jack, major progress, even in a moment of need, they put their differences aside to help their families. Yesterday, Jordan was eyeballing a new Victor. Today, Summer and Kyle's world spins out of control. Yeah, we think we can probably safely do the math on that one and figure out who's in danger. Desperate times call for desperate measures, so desperate that Victoria risks her a hard-won friendship with Clara by questioning her trust in her daughter. Could she have snowed everyone and be acting as Jordan's accomplice? Wednesday, April 17th, when Nikki shares a secret with Lauren, it surely seems like a good idea, but if the redhead thinks that it shouldn't be kept under her hat while she spilled the beans to Jack and or Victor. Doesn't look a crisis to bring a family together. That's what happens when Nick and Phil support Summer. Is it too soon for Tracy to give Ashley some tough love? We might suspect so, but Tracy is pretty wise and compassionate, so we have to assume she knows what she's doing. Thursday, April 18th. Raising a kid is tricky. Co-parenting is even trickier, so Adam is reminded when he and Chelsea share different opinion about Connor. Christine receives a blast from the past, so like maybe Danny's standing in her driveway with a boombox blowing Rock On. Hell hath no fear like a woman scorned. If Danny didn't know that before, he's about to, as Lily vows to make the cheater pay for his betrayal. Friday, April 19th. This sounds like a prescription for chaos. Just as Victor and Jack join forces, Nikki goes rogue. Who will be left standing when the dust settles and the smoke clears? No one knows Adam better than his ex-wife Sharon, as perhaps he's smart to turn to her for guidance. In my professional opinion, hazelnut latte is your way forward, Adam. Bold and beautiful recaps. Steffi gets big news. Finn asks Pope a favor and Deacon goes berserk. Call it the agony of defeat. Having seen evidence that wasn't Sheila who went up in flames, Deacon has a complete meltdown after screaming tournament over his late fiance. We called it. Finn and Hope comfort one another over their recent losses. We all know that that's the code for being one compassionate embrace away from a passionate kiss. Deputy Director Baker gives Steffi something for which to be grateful. Can it be anything but that no charges will be filed against her for stabbing Sheila, or rather for stabbing this woman? Deacon stuns Finn and Hope's decree throws Luna for a loop. When Steffi inquires Finn about Sheila's memorial, it probably won't be along the lines of was there dancing on her grave, although that would be hilarious and fun. Luna gets anxious when Hope announces her line's new design partners, considering the tailspin the Hope for the future went into the last time. Thomas exited. Does she think that Zendy, whose designs didn't cut it before, and intern are going to keep business booming? Deacon drops an implausible theory on Finn. Of course, we well know that it isn't implausible at all. Now, is it? Finn thinks Deacon's losing it. Luna makes a pivotal decision, and Steffi reassures Liam. A disciplined Finn questions Deacon's sanity. It's somehow harder to buy that Sheila has cheated death than that the doctor is all choked up about the passing of the mad woman who shot him and his ex-wife, pushed Brooke off the wagon, and tried to convince everyone she'd been eaten by a bear. Finn's update stuns Steffi. Luna prepares to confess, and the Ridge confronts Deacon. Luna is determined to confess to RJ about her night with Zendy, but consider how long she's already put it off. We suspect determined doesn't mean that what she thinks it does. If she finally goes through with it, will her boyfriend react with the understanding that she's hoping for? A tormented Deacon gives Ridge an earful about Sheila. To what end, we can't imagine. Ridge is about as likely to feel bad about the family's tormento as a rock is to float. Deacon finds shocking information. Zendy confesses, and Steffi hears about 10 toes. Yep, as you'd expect, Ridge gives Deacon a reality check. Not that we imagine she, the big daddy, will listen to a word, much less take it to heart. Since Finn throws Steffi a curveball, maybe he's telling her already about Deacon's theory that Sheila isn't dead. Oh, Xander, stop the madness. Today, he confides and cut about his feelings with Luna. Please obsess over one of the other gazillion women in LA instead. Pretty please. Next week, not only does RJ finally find out what happened between Xander, Luna, and Wade, too many special mints, but Deacon learns a new intel about Sheila's past from someone who wishes the villainess would stay in the past. Needless to say, everyone from Hope to Carl, the janitor, has reason to worry that Deacon is losing his marbles. Is he, though? Is he? Monday, April 15th, Steffi demands that Deacon snap back to reality. RJ learns the truth about Xander and Luna. Tuesday, April 16th, Hope reveals the real reason she turned down Thomas' proposal to Liam. Thomas' proposal to Liam. RJ angrily confronts Xander for sleeping with his girlfriend. Wednesday, April 17th, Liam and Hope agree to let Beth spend more time with Deacon. Poppy attempts to comfort a heartbroken Luna. Thursday, April 18th, Deacon pursues a new lead in his quest to prove he's not crazy. Finn shares his concern about Deacon with Steffi. Friday, April 19th, Lauren Fimmer shares details about Sheila's past with Deacon. Hope, Liam, Steffi, and Finn worry about Deacon's mental health. General Hospital recaps. Let's open up the scene today due to the ABC News' extended coverage of the eclipse, but you can still get a sneak peek of what's coming up the rest of the week. Suffice it to say, it looks bad for spoiler. Nina and Drew have hate sex, and Carly comes to John's rescue. Things are about to get heated between Drew and Nina, and while we mean they're going to fight, could something more be going on beneath the surface, given the notoriously thin line between love and hate? When John winds up in trouble, someone unlikely may come to his rescue. The animosity that Sunny feels toward Jason grows even stronger. Can they ever find their way back to being best buds? What's next for Willow? That will become a major topic of discussion between the beauty and her hubby. What is it about Ava's behavior that has Christina eyeing her suspiciously? You may not even recognize Jonathan Jackson with his hair-raising new look. Jason accuses Sunny of being off his meds, and Ava takes Sunny's prescription to try and get some sleep. Sunny and Jason's latest meeting is the kind at which people say the tension was so thick you could cut it with a knife. Here's hoping nobody brought a knife. Drew and Nina find themselves unexpectedly on the same page. Carly sees John in a different light. There's another reason for Curtis to celebrate as he manages to cross another marker. Oh, Ava, what are you up to, and what are you trying to find as you poke around Sunny's house? Anna tries to get info from Valentine. Carly bursts out of John's room at the wrong time, and Alexis gets some exciting news. Irony alert, when Anna needs a bit of help, she turns to ex-lover Valentine. Too bad she doesn't know what he's been up to of late. After Anna's inquisition of Jack Brennan, we're wondering if Valentine is the head of Pikeman now or someone else. Will Alexis be able to join Diane's law practice? We'll have a better idea once the former attorney gets word about her appeal. Curtis and Drew just may be going into business together as their wedding day gets closer. Chase presents his bride to be with a surprise. Nina gets her wires crossed when she comes to completely the wrong conclusion. Jason has something that he very much wants to give Curly. Get your mind out of the gutter, people. Perhaps when things go south on Home and Heart yet again, Lucy and the Deception Gang will realize that it's simply not a great forum for their presentations. Brooklyn will get to see the softer side of her grandmother when Tracy takes her aside for a heart-to-heart. Fans of Sasha and Cody rejoice. Why? Because she's realizing just how much she enjoys spending time with him in the stables, and we're pretty sure it's not because she likes sitting up at the horses. Gregory is there to offer Alexis the encouragement she needs. Next week, even as some wonder if Jocelyn and Dex have a future, Sunny finds out that what his former employee is up to. Meanwhile, Lois makes a big impression. Ava is keeping a secret. Carly appears to be flirting with a dangerous potential partner, and Sam has a conversation with Jason that will have a big impact on their family. Monday, April 15th, when Jason needs the latest info, he knows who to turn to, Carly, who happily provides him with an update. When Jason went to the doctor a few weeks ago, we'll admit she'd be worried, but everything turned out to be fine, and now she's even getting a bit of good news. Sonny takes a meeting with Drew. What's he got to discuss with Jason's brother? Meanwhile, John, who has made no bones about his efforts to bring down Sonny by any means necessary, shares his latest theory with Anna. Ava's been one of Nina's biggest supporters, but these days all she wants to do is keep her friend from discovering the truth. Missing William DeVry, well, he has a new romance in store. Tuesday, April 16th, they say great minds think alike, which might explain why Anna and Laura come to the same realization. Where exactly does Jocelyn's relationship deck stand? We want answers, so hopefully Trina will get a few when she questions the pair. As they've done so many times in the past, Alexa and Finn turn to one another for support. It had to happen sooner or later. Chase and Brooklyn are finally going to have that all-important conversation about the thing that provides so many couples money. Elizabeth and Gregory have another honest talk. This time, she's the one opening up to him. Wednesday, April 17th, those who thought Carly Drumpy Doom might be the first step toward her reuniting with Sonny won't want to hear this, but she's about to get much closer to John. Cyrus is ready to talk, and he's going to tell Anna everything, or at least his version of everything. Lois asks Sonny if she's going to be attending her daughter's wedding. Meanwhile, Ava keeps him in the dark about something important, as Ava realizes Sonny's meds may have been tampered with. We may soon find out if Dex is making the right move or putting himself in jeopardy as he pursues his new career. Thursday, April 18th, the day we've sort of been dreading has finally arrived. Sonny learns that Dex is working for the local police department. Meanwhile, Jocelyn hopes what she says to Anna will have an impact. How will Carly react to this special gift Jason presents her with? Nina and Drew throw sparks again. As her wedding day approaches, Brooklyn has a heartfelt conversation with her mom. Friday, April 19th, nobody argues with the fierceness of Sonny and Carly, who find themselves having a major clash. Meanwhile, Nina discovers something that we suspect won't thrill her. Sam draws a line of sand, telling Jason he should stay far away from Danny. Drew and Willow find time to reconnect. After the first impression Lois makes on Maxie, we wouldn't be surprised if Brooklyn's mom becomes the latest employee of deception. Case of Our Lives Peacock Recap. Clyde calls Ava and Teresa plays to Alex's weaknesses. John has questions for Harris, specifically about the time he spent in Bayview. How will Kayla react to the confession that Steve makes to his wife? Brady and Alex may not be best buds, but they do have one thing in common on which they need to discuss, Teresa. Meanwhile, Constantine wants to know what's up with Alex and turns to Teresa for an update. Would Maggie and Julie have a conversation about Constantine? Might the redhead's eyes be open to some of his less amazing qualities? Edie comes to Hall's defense when Kristen orders her away from Rachel. Abe will be right by Paula's side as she undergoes a first radioactive iodine treatment. It's finally time for John and Chanel to start their honeymoon, so they'll head to the Horton cabin. Here's hoping things don't take a turn, given how often terrible things have happened there. If Ava thought she was through with Clyde, she should think again, because he's got new orders for her regarding an item that's been hidden at the bistro. Tripp and Wendy hit the park to get their heart rates up. AJ has a bad day, going from butting heads from Kristen to up spatting with Holly. AJ breaks up Kristen and Nicole's fight, and Sloan pleads with Leo. Eric wants to know exactly why Sloan hasn't paid the past due rent, as Andrew's out to discover who set him up. On the plus side, Sarah's right there by his side. Whenever it turns to Marlena, will she be able to help him? Does Stephanie still have feelings for Everett? If you've been wondering, we might get answers when Jada asks that very question. Nicole makes it clear she's not going to let Kristen trash talk Holly. John and Steve speculate about Katerina's mother. Constantine announces he has to leave town, and Everett continues to raise suspicion. Holly and Tate finally get a little bit of time together, and how do they do it? By having a romantic picnic in the park. Steve comes to Kayla in the hope she'll accept his apologies. How will Maggie react to Constantine's bad news? Everett has no intention of signing the divorce papers, and Stephanie understandably wants to know exactly why. Ava turns to Harris for comfort as she continues to worry about Clyde's influence over her life. Constantine presents a solution to his visa problem. Thomas finds Constantine's temple card, then activates the pawn, and Julie crashes Johnny and Chanel's honeymoon. Maggie, as Constantine continues to charm Victor's widow, we can't help but want to pry open her eyes. Xander hopes Chad will help him investigate exactly who's behind the friend job. While in isolation, Pauline loses her patience with Abe, but surely he'll understand the circumstances, right? Next week, John and Chanel's honeymoon goes from bad to downright chilly, while Pauline's treatments may be waylaid by a family emergency. Meanwhile, the walls are closing in again on Sloan, while Kristen joins forces with one brother to prevent the other from getting what he wants. Monday, April 15th, things are probably about 86% less romantic than your typical honeymoon when Chanel and Johnny wind up snowbound in the cabin with Julie. Cue the theme from Rolling Around on Juliet as Brady and Teresa tell Tate he needs to stay away from Holly. Yeah, cause that'll work. Sloan's been having financial trouble with what with having to pay Leo's blackmail and all, but that situation should be eased when she winds up taking on a new client, Stefan. EJ has our attention mainly because he's about to hold a press conference. Tuesday, April 16th, the honeymoon takes Lydia a chilly turn when Julie and Johnny realize his new bride has gone missing during the snowstorm. As Pauline turns to continues the treatment, Sarah is by her side, what with being a doctor and all. Just as EJ called the press conference, oddly enough, today he's trying to avoid the reporters. He summoned good thing journalists Chad and Xander are there to prevent him from slipping away. Ava's ready to move. Good thing she's got a big, strong guy like Harris around to help her back. Wonder if we can lure him for our next move. Wednesday, April 17th, Pauline is about to join the search for her daughter. Something tells us psychic visions will be involved. As John receives new details about the time he spent in Aria, Greece, Marlena worries how he'll react. Sloan might want to make Stefan pay a hefty retainer because Eric's going to get suspicious about their unstable financial position. Constantine loses something of great personal value and it sends him into a tizzy. Thursday, April 18th, Teresa's about to receive some terrible news regarding the future of Bella. To keep Constantine from being shipped off, Maggie makes a very big move. Don't want to be kept in suspense? Read Friday's teasers. He just got his eye on the top spot at Demera Enterprises. How far will Kristen and Stefan go to prevent that from happening? Wendy makes a confession to Trip. Clyde's order that Ava get into the beast and recover G.I.'s black book leaves her and Harris trying to figure out how to proceed. Here's a thought, how about making a dinner reservation? Friday, April 19th, something tells us when Jada overhears Rafe insisting that Everett sign the divorce document, she might see a side of her current beau, which surprises her. Marlene and John will be on diaper duty when they agree to babysit Jude, and it's clearly family day as Chad spends time with his son, Thomas. Everett might want to stand back when he tells Stephanie that the hypnotherapy is working, but why? Because he is going to cause his nose to grow. Pinocchio style. Not really, but he'd better practice his poker face before trying to sell that whopper. Maggie and Constantine discuss their upcoming nuptials. Here's hoping she's inspired enough to get Justin to draw up a quick prenup. Thanks for listening to this post. Tune in to your favorite shows to see what happens this week. Have a good week and stay safe.